Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
Upstage Surrey presents Football, Not Such a Beautiful Game by Mary Dawson.
Sorry, do you mind if...
Oh, you can ignore me. I'm going soon.
No, please, I didn't mean to intrude. Only the doctors, they told me to wait in here until they called me.
Well, with good news, I hope.
I'm sorry, Would you like a coffee from the machine over there?
That would be nice. Been here for hours. I just don't want to go home, not now. Not to an empty bed.
How do you like the coffee?
Black. Sweet. He was mad about Rangers, you know.
Who?
My husband. My boy's father. Rangers mad. Your husband? Sorry, I don't know.
Yes, I have one. And yes, my husband loves football. But he's a Celtic supporter.
And you?
Me? Not a fan of football.
I used to be. Not as mad as he was, but used to be. We both had season tickets when they were affordable. He went to football a lot. More so in the last couple of years. Told me his friends kept offering him their seats if they couldn't go. People we met at the game. Told him how lucky he was to be offered.
Sounds like it.
Your husband, does he go football?
He's not been well enough to go out, let alone a football match, but does enjoy watching at home.
We've blue walls, blue kitchen, even wanted a blue bathroom. I'll put my foot down on that one. I like my neutral colours in the bathroom. Pastels when I'm lying in the bath having a soak.
Sounds lovely.
Blue walls?
No, the bath having a soak.
I'd like to have one now, but wouldn't dare. Be too tempted to submerge my head and stay there. He was younger than me, you know. He'd only just turned 30 last week. I was 28 when I met him, 10 years ago. My toy boy, I used to say. Such energy. Great with the boys.
My husband, he's older.
Is he?
20 years. 65 he'll be on Christmas Day.
Sorry, not being nosy. I just feel like I need to talk to someone. Just talking rubbish, I am, ignore me.
Don't be silly. Just talk. Get everything off your chest. If it's rubbish you want to talk about, that's fine. If it's your husband, that's fine too. Don't worry about asking me questions or being nosy, as it looks like I'll be here for a while anyway. So it's kind of nice having some company.
20 years is a lot.
Not always. Men can be immature for their age. Well, my one can be.
Are you happy?
Most of the time. Money makes a difference.
We don't have much money. I don't work, you see. I used to, but he said he preferred me to be there for the boys. He was working so many hours lately, taking on extra shifts, knocking himself out. I want the boys to have better than I would had, he said. I told him numerous times I'd be happy to get a little part-time job, but he wouldn't listen. Had the calmest voice, very creative, always writing. Didn't show that side to anyone else, just me and the boys.
He sounds like a lovely man.
Was a lovely man.
I'm sorry, I meant to say...
Do you live local?
Not really.
He hated Celtic supporters. No offence.
None taken. Not sure I'm overly fond of them either, including my husband at times.
Didn't mind Liverpool supporters, though. His dad loved Liverpool. All down to Souness.
Souness?
Graham Souness, great Rangers player and manager. Bit before his time, but his dad loved him, so he loved him. Went on to manage Liverpool, so he didn't mind a red. But definitely not a green.
Amazing how colours can cloud or dominate.
Your husband? You said he was ill. What?
He has been for a long time, mostly heart and kidney problems. But he's a strong old stick. Been waiting for a transplant. Last chance saloon.
Must be hard when you're so much younger. Like looking after an...
elderly sick parent.
No, I didn't mean... Sometimes I just don't think...
He has been hard work, not intentionally.
Do you have any children?
No, I've never wanted them. Too selfish, I suppose. He wasn't ill when I first met him. Well, not as ill as he has been the last 3 or 4 years. But he had the two things I find really attractive. Power and money.
Must be a full-time job, though. When someone is sick, caring for them daily. Not the kind of thing you expect to be doing when you're young, attractive.
We pay for a nurse to look after him.
Oh, you don't look after him?
No, I work.
A good job?
I run my own company.
Beauty products, something like that. Your complexion is lovely. You've beautiful skin.
Thank you, but no, nothing like that. I have a couple of big factories, not glamorous at all. Parts for the motor industry.
He was always telling me I should spend more time on myself. Get my hair done. Have a makeover.
Your husband?
Yeah.
He sounds like he was very encouraging. It's not so easy if you've a young family, not much time for yourself.
That's just it. I did, though. Always did have time for myself. Hairdressers once a week, exercise quite regularly. Well, maybe not for the last couple of years. We used to share taking the boys to their clubs. Still had time for the odd pamper, the date nights. Then he changed jobs, got promoted. Was always at work. Thought the place would fall apart without him. My mother was always saying she'd help out, but she doesn't drive, bless her.
Maybe he was thinking long term, security for his family.
He couldn't even be friends with a Celtic supporter.
Sounds like he was very passionate about his football, his family.
Maybe. Well, his football anyway.
I didn't mean...
Ignore me. Your husband, is he a kind man?
He is. He really is. Indulges me, gives me anything I want. I'm spoiled, really. Funny. You don't really appreciate what you've got until...
But he's alive.
Yes, in the operating theatre now. Heart transplant. They found a match at last.
That's good.
Yes.
I hope it goes well.
He's been very optimistic. I'm sure it will. He said to me this morning he was worried I might leave him. Nothing further from my mind. Been the person that gave me a better life, set me up in business, took me all over the world. Told him he's nothing to worry about. And maybe selfish sometimes, but not stupid.
Well, sounds like you've got a good one there.
Yes, I most certainly have. I wonder what your husband would have thought of you sitting here chatting to a Celtic supporter's wife.
Not sure he'd have minded too much, considering you said you don't like football. However, if he thought I was sharing a room or a conversation with your husband, then that might be a very different story.
You said you had children, boys. Are they passionate about football as well?
No, swimming.
Swimming? Now that's a healthy sport.
Yes, but such commitment. Now they're competing. That's why when he did all the overtime, it got harder. Geez, I sound like I'm complaining, especially as I don't work. It's just the ferrying them around, really, for their early morning and late night swims. We used to share. Couldn't even make it to the galas. Always weekend work to be done or football.
Yes, I'd agree with you there. A really big commitment, swimming. Might not know a lot about football, but I do know about swimming. Swam myself until I was 20.
Really? You must have been really good to keep it up that long.
My parents thought so. Competed at quite a high level, so I certainly know about the sacrifices involved.
And the cost.
Not sure it was as costly when I swam. I think the 2012 Olympics changed things when GB did so well in the pool.
Yes, think that definitely did change things. I'd agree with you there. Not just the football factories anymore. Swimming churning them out as well. Still. Keeps the kids off the streets. Maybe I should have pushed the football. At least we'd have been guaranteed an appearance from their father.
Better in a swimming pool on cold nights, though, than at the side of a pitch.
Yes, there's that. Did you never want kids? I know you said probably not, but was there never? Oh, look at me overstepping the mark again.
Don't worry, you're fine. And no, I think I can categorically say no. Too much hard work.
Everyone I grew up with wanted kids. Never heard them talk about travelling the world or aspirations of something better. No, I tell a lie. A couple of friends we grew up with did. You'd tease them, say one day you'll have a front door and a window box just like us. But just make sure you paint it blue. They bring such joy, kids do. When life's not going.
Not for me. That's one thing I was pleased about when I met my husband. No baggage. Didn't have any kids. Don't think I could ever cope with someone else's kids.
Was it maybe because you run your own business? Maybe work too hard? Maybe not got time for...
I think sometimes we all work too hard.
He certainly did. My husband, at the beck and call of that employer of his, all the time. If he wasn't in work, had a day off, she'd be calling him constantly. Oh, I need you to go sort this and sort that. Never ending it was.
I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I mean, I'm sorry you had that situation. It couldn't have been easy.
I thought he might have been cheating on me, you know. And I was right.
Really?
Yeah. You know, a woman's intuition. You kind of know. Silly little signs, the football, the extra tickets. But didn't say which stand or what seat he was in.
My husband cheated on me.
Did he?
Yes, we'd only been together a year or so.
Lucky he didn't lose you.
He'd never have lost me. Not then, not now. She was very plain, had a real northern accent, drank pints, complete opposite from me.
Did he finish it when you found out?
He didn't know that I had found out, didn't tell him. I didn't really care. I knew it would fizzle out, just had to let him go through the process. Bit of a wildcat she was. To tell the truth, I think she thought he was boring. A night at the theatre to her would have been like poking her eyes out with cocktail sticks. Besides, he didn't have the energy. She was temping at his firm, Christmas party scenario, empty broom cupboards, bum cheeks on the photocopiers.
We've all been there. I don't mean bum cheeks on the photocopiers. Just the drunken parties, broom cupboards. Suppose I'll be heading off soon. Need to be picking up the boys from my mum's.
Do they know?
What about the affair?
No, I mean that their father, that he's.
Yes, my mum, she told them. I asked if she'd have them stay over for the night when he said we needed to talk. She thought we were having a date night. I didn't even dress up, could sense there was something coming, something I knew I didn't want to hear. I just put the steaks on the plates, medium rare, just how he liked it. I made a creamy peppercorn sauce. Do you like sauce with your steak?
I don't eat meat.
Vegetarian?
Not really. Well, not consciously.
I hadn't even put the green beans on the plate when he leant over, grabbed my arm, and told me to stop. I'll not have any tonight, he said, very matter of fact. I won't be eating here tonight. Not tonight or any other night. I'm going elsewhere for dinner. In fact, I won't be back. I'm leaving.
Would you like another coffee? I can if you.
Discussion, nothing, just I'm off. How heartless. She did it. She killed him, you know.
Sorry.
His boss. The woman he was sleeping with, it all came out last night. Said he couldn't stay with us. They were going to set up home together and make a new life. You know, when he said it, I panicked. I actually got on my knees and begged him. He said, "Get up." And I grabbed his legs. I was holding on to his legs so tight. I didn't want to let him go until he pushed me off, wrenched himself free. "Get up," he shouted. "Look at you. You're pathetic." I just stayed there and cried. Towering above me. As I lay there, was the not the nice, kind, gentle man I'd married.
Shall I open the window? Bit of air. It is so stuffy in here.
Yes, please, I could do with some air. I feel like I'm suffocating.
So, you said killed him. I don't understand.
Well, she didn't literally, but she loaded the gun. I'd been promising him all these wonderful things. God knows how long he was seeing her. Probably a few years.
Maybe she saw it as a fling.
But why would you lead someone on? Why would you play with someone's emotions? She knew he was a married man. She knew he had kids.
Some people only think about themselves, unfortunately.
I could hear him in the hall. He was so angry. The pain in his voice as he was screaming. At her down the phone, it's not over, he was saying. You promised me. You said if I told her. If I told her. It sounded like I was nothing more to him than an inconvenience. 10 years together and nothing more than an inconvenient woman. But he wouldn't stop. He kept on screaming, pleading. He called me pathetic. I wanted to run in the hall and grab the phone from his hand, tell him to get a grip. But my stomach was churning and knotted. I just kept feeling sick. I couldn't breathe. And he's still screaming. I'm coming to your house. I don't care if you don't want me. I am. That's the last thing he said. Then he grabbed his jacket and car keys. I could hear the car screech out of the path, driving like a lunatic he was. It was so stormy last night. Heavy rain. The skies were black.
Was he in a
crash? Yeah. Luckily, it was only him. He was going around a bend in the country lane, they said, way above the speed limit. His wheel clipped the curb and the car somersaulted, smashing into a big metal gate at the entrance of a field. Someone driving past dialed 999, but he couldn't be saved. They took his phone and his wallet, called me straight away. They gave me them earlier, the police. They came, sat with me for a bit, asked to take me home. I said no, I'd wait, then drive back later. I just wanted to be alone, gather my thoughts. Wondered why I hadn't picked up on the affair earlier or why I didn't confront him after I suspected, but there may be a part of me thought, like you, when your husband had his fling, that it would come to nothing. That we'd be fine. He was a father, after all, with responsibilities, and he loved those boys. And bigger fool me for thinking that. Bigger fool me for ignoring the signs, hoping. I'd never have cheated on him. Never, ever, ever.
Please, let me get you another coffee.
No thanks. It'll keep me awake. I need to sleep when I get home. I'm exhausted.
I bet you are.
He had a card in his wallet, they told me. I never knew he had this card. Been with him for 10 years. And things I just never knew about him. Like this card.
Sometimes we can be with someone a lifetime and not truly know them or things about them. Is it because we never ask?
Well, I did ask. I asked all the time about everything, about his day, how he was feeling, what he thought of the match, if he thought they'd win the cup. It was a donor card. Can you believe it? He was a registered organ donor.
Donor card?
Yeah. He'd registered to be a transplant donor. If anything happened to him, his organs, heart, the doctor said it's what he wanted. It's so hard to take in when you've just lost someone and someone is sat in front of you saying that he could save someone else's life. A gift to someone else. I called my mum. I always call her pathetic, really, 38, and I'm always calling my mother when something goes wrong.
Doesn't sound pathetic to me.
I could hear her crying. She told me he was such a nice, kind man, and wasn't that a wonderful thing for him to have wanted to do? I was going to tell her he was leaving me. He'd called me pathetic. But I couldn't. No need for her or the boys to know. Not now.
Ironically, We received a call early hours from the hospital. Consultant said good news. There had been a match. Road accident and...
Your husband? You said he's having a transplant?
Yes.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, but they couldn't. Not if he's a Celtic supporter.
Well, if it is, the kitchen needs a new coat of paint. We could always paint it blue.
But not the bathroom.
No, definitely not the bathroom. The bathroom's green.
I need to be going. Pick up the boys. You will?
If I find out if it was, if they... But not sure they say. But I could take your number if you like.
Yes, I could. He rang her number 20 times after he left. She just ignored him. Caused the carnage, then didn't want to hear about the destruction. He sent her a text, the only one I could find after she kept ignoring his calls. Don't be such a heartless bitch. Pick up the phone, it read. That was his last text. Not one to me to say I'm sorry. But then why would he? He just called me pathetic an hour before. The car was smashed to bits, but the phone lying not far from the scene was intact. I never knew her name. He always called her the boss. Had her saved under boss. And not one to ever go through his phone. Even though quite recently I had my suspicions.
Sometimes it's better not to know.
But on the text, at the end of it, he had her name. He typed her name. Don't be such a heartless bitch. Pick up the phone now, Pippa Williams.
Pippa Williams?
Yes, that's me.
The doctor would like to see you.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, for your dreams beat us
I've been listening to Football, Not Such a Beautiful Game by Mary Dawson, starring Sarah Somerville as Faye, Eva Gray as Pippa, and Mary Dawson as Nurse, directed by Mary Dawson and edited by Colin Hansford. Music courtesy of YouTube, Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment, written and performed by local people, for local people.
In your heart, and you'll never
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.